Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that
I... The Sopranos bringing this back, 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Hillary Gamm, who's become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's a co-founder of American Workers Coalition. Hillary, tell us about it.
Sure. American Workers Coalition is an organization that was started with two other moms and myself. They approached me and their moms of college-age children as well. And we formed a group together. We're nonpartisan. We're unfunded. But we are making a big difference in Washington, D.C. And so we are working really hard right now to give American college students who are American citizens equal opportunity for employment in the U.S.
Right.
Currently, today, they're being sidelined for jobs. And so we had legislation introduced called H.R. 3564 in 2019, and we're working hard to spread awareness and get individuals and American citizens helping us to, you know, go to Congress and spend just a couple minutes a day either on the phone or via email to help put American college students first.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to I know that you're making progress, and this is what I meant, folks, earlier when I talked about how highly regarded Hillary and her organization are as policy, as thought leaders in the area of policy. Hillary, again, I'm going to bring up this new report that came out that more workers in the on factories are now the more of the new hires for factories are not college graduates. I mean, that's who the manufacturers are preferring because of the type of jobs that they're using. I mean, I talked to a guy who built a brand new paper mill. And I said, how many of your people do you have now compared to the one you built 10 years ago? He said that I had 800 10 years ago. I have 400 employees now. He said it's because every one of my people use computers. The computers that make the factories more efficient, and they need people who can run those things. What do you think?
You know what? That's such a great commentary that you just provided, an insight. So when white-collar educated professionals are losing their jobs and they have to put food on the table, what ends up happening is they move into positions and occupations where they didn't normally necessarily even search.
Underemployed is
right.
The word you're looking
for. That's one specific example, right, where they do that. And then on the flip side, you know, when you have a lot of labor that's available and willing to work, you can be super choosy. And so, you know, think about it. When I was growing up, and police officers, they never went to college. They never took.
That's right.
They went to police training. I mean, that was it. I mean,
now police departments prefer college graduates. I mean, you almost can't get a job as a police officer if you don't have a degree.
Absolutely, and the same, you know, for firemen and all these positions. I mean, even people that worked as EMTs, if I remember correctly, they didn't need to have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
20, 30 years ago. So. In each of these professions, when there's a surplus of labor that's unemployed, they're going to push into and require higher and higher and higher qualifications. You know, I mean, soon you're going to need a PhD to be a waitress, you know? That's basically what's going to end up happening.
So your point is there's a sector of the economy, the technology world, that are discriminated against American college educated workers.
Okay, not just technology, Jim. One of the biggest areas that where individuals with an education are being discriminated against are nurses. Is healthcare.
Right.
So there's something called. Let me explain to your listeners. There's something called OPT, Optional Practical Training. So OPT is a program that was introduced under Bush 2 and expanded under the Obama administration. It gives employers in the United States the ability to hire foreign students without having to pay taxes and without them having to get a visa. So the U.S. loses more than $3 billion or close to $3 billion a year in tax contributions that go to Medicare.
So they bring these nurses in from other countries?
Absolutely. And then the U.S. nurses are not even able to interview for the job.
And not only that, it's holding their wages down. My daughter's a nurse. She doesn't make enough money. I can tell you that right now.
And you can ask her about OPT. If she's a nurse, she knows about OPT. OPT nurses are pushing out American nurses.
Are they? Is this happening across the country? Is this getting out into flyover
across
America?
The country. Absolutely. In every state in the United States.
OPT nursing.
There's OPT nurses. There's OPT working in technology. There's OPT working in business. In all these educated professions, in labs and research labs, you have where it used to be American children and college graduates who would be the only ones to be interviewing for these jobs, the only ones who would get jobs in research labs across the U.S., right? Today, rather than put American citizens in those jobs, they will put in an OPT because they represent a 15% tax break.
Right.
So Amazon, for instance, or Google or Uber, we talked about Uber before. So if Uber hires OPT workers, they basically are paying them 15% less. Because OPT workers that work at Uber, neither the worker nor the employer, which is Uber, has to pay taxes. So that means they can pay these OPT workers.
Well, yeah, and see, is this one of the reasons? But there's still a shortage of nurses in America, isn't there?
You know, the nurses that send me emails tell me that there are plenty of nurses willing to do the work. But
maybe there's just a shortage of maybe the companies just don't want to hire enough. Because I can tell you right now, I know hospitals where they don't have enough nurses. They're not hiring enough of them. And I can see why they'd be attracted to this tax advantage you're talking about. Hold on to that thought. American Workers Coalition is Hillary's organization. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.